Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Eric Wetterling, founder and editor of The Hedgeless Horseman. Now, Eric, we've been talking off mic for a little while now, and really the consensus here is that the precious metals market still very boring. These stocks all broadly still very cheap. So we don't really have anything in particular to say on the broad market or the broad precious metals market. So we'll talk about a couple companies that have your eye. Now, I think a lot of our listeners know that you follow a wide range of juniors looking for value and looking for maybe the lack of reaction in any certain news event or story. We'll start off with two companies that we haven't talked about here before. I first want to start out with Nevada King. You brought up to us the drill results that were released just yesterday that are quite impressive. I don't know much or really anything about Nevada King, so we'll be bouncing some pretty general questions off of you. But the drill results from yesterday, the highlight number here is over 5 grams per ton of oxide gold over pretty much 55 meters starting at surface. This is in Nevada too. So this is a very impressive drill hole. I'm not seeing a whole lot of movement on the back end of that from yesterday or even into today. Eric, take us through this Nevada King story and what you like about it, please.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reaction or lack of reaction, I think it was up at, a few cents and then it went down or whatever. I mean, I think that speaks to just how good the environment is right now for especially, let's say, risk-averse junior speculators. I mean, there's no way that that wasn't a net positive news release. But like we've seen in many juniors recently, they barely get revalued on good news. I mean, it's ridiculous. You could buy it cheaper today than it was yesterday. And now you know they've hit that 5 gram per ton interval over 55 meters. And if you read the news release, it's described this is a potential game changer, because it's open to the north and south and at depth. I mean, of course, the case changed for the Atlanta project. So, I mean, it's just mind-blowing. I mean, and that's what gets people really bored, obviously, because you can be very right on a case. You can expect good news, let's say. And good news arrives. And you're sitting there, okay, I'm expecting to get, some reward for being right. And it trades lower. That's, of course, I mean, that brings in the whole patience thing, that all these results you're seeing out there, especially sort of news that doesn't get discounted, they will be discounted someday when market participants dare to actually, discount it in the market. But in terms of Nevada King, I think it's a really interesting play because they're like the third largest claim holder in Nevada. So, I mean, we know it's a tier one jurisdiction, probably the jurisdiction with the lowest threshold for success. I mean, if you find 1 million ounces of oxide gold there, I mean, that could probably be at least a satellite mine, maybe even, a lower threshold than that. Whereas if you're in Yukon in nowhere, let's say, I mean, you might need 4 million ounces. So, I mean, it's very thankful from that perspective, that you don't need too much in order for a project to be economic. And if you're starting, let's say, with the Atlanta project, I mean, it has a historic resource. I think it's around 500,000 ounces. It's somewhat low grade, or actually it's like 1.2 grams, I think. I mean, it's a, potential open pit heap leach project. So it's not the, new found gold types assays. But, I mean, that result, for example, I mean, that could use up the economics by a lot, I think. So it's like, I like the risk reward because you get, I don't know how many projects, and they're going to be drilling Iron Point as well, which is like a swing for the fences type store, which I think is one of the largest soil anomalies in all of Nevada, and they haven't found what explains that. So I like the fact that you get swing for the fence type stuff. You have a historic resource here at the Atlanta pit, which looks like, I mean, that they've found something that might, revamp that project a lot. And they're going to keep going after these high grade zones. So I would also expect to see some news flow with more high grades. And at some point in time, I think the market's going to pay attention to that. So I like it from a margin of safety perspective, that you don't need too much here to actually perhaps have an economic project at Atlanta. You get I don't know how many projects in addition to that. You get a swing for defense type situation with Iron Point. I think they run like 18 million in cash. So it's, I mean, it's a real estate play, let's say, in the, if it's the first or second best jurisdiction in the world, at the depths of a, you know, a correction. I mean, I love the risk reward.
Well, Eric, on a stock like this with Nevada King, where they put out a good drill result, but to your point, it's not the flashy high grade that you may see with certain miners that get everybody's attention. But if you look at the overall amount of grams per ton, you know, 55 meters of over 5 grams per ton, that's a lot of mineralization there. And sometimes that doesn't get people's attention. So part of what I want to ask you is, do you think that when you have these lower grade oxide heap leach operations, that they just don't animate the investors as much? And then the other question I'd have is, how do you play a thing like this where you see a good drill result? And to your point, you want to be rewarded for being right. And then the news comes out, everybody at the company is excited, investors in the company are excited, and then it's a nothing burger. There was a lot of volume yesterday in the stock, but it didn't react like it would have if this was in Canada and it was a high-grade sizzler. So do you double down here? Do you doubt the thesis? Do you like the fact that it didn't bounce a lot because it gives you more time to accumulate, or are you concerned?
No, I mean, I'm just looking around at stories all over the place, and I see the same phenomena. It's just that nothing gets discounted. Nobody, everyone's looking for a reason to sell still, I think. So when you have 40 units or whatever, and you see a few go up, I mean, you probably see there as a reason to sell, because you might be getting out of the sector, or your favorite unit, let's say, is somewhere you want to deploy it in. And then you see, because it started up, then it went down, then it went up, and then it went down. And I just think, like, typically people look at the news release, and this was within, let's say, the outline of the pit outline. And it's, again, yeah, within the pit, and it's kind of twinning a historic hole, which Kinross drilled. So, I mean, you look at that, and it's like, ah, okay, this is, you know, this is really nothing new. And then you see the lack of reaction in the market, and then you're like, yeah, I knew it. The market is telling me this is nothing new. So I think we're all kind of brainwashed right now, which is typical, that people look at the market reaction and then, you know, deem if it's good news or bad news, because most people can't, they don't feel comfortable enough with their own opinion. But I mean, my opinion is that, I think I have bids in now. I bought yesterday, I bought today. I think that this is a good tell that they will find more of that high grade type stuff. And again, it's not just the Atlanta project. They have so many other, you know, irons in the fire. I mean, if Iron Point totally misses, for example, they're going to be drilling 6,500 meters, I think. If that misses, I think it's they have enough assets, including this Atlanta project, to more than back up the current valuation. If it hits, that could be another game changer, let's say. So that's kind of the risk reward I like, but I have no idea how the market's going to react either way. I don't really care, because I know right now nobody wants to take risk buying miners. So I'm just looking at, okay, which companies have actually done good work, which projects are actually getting better, and you still have, you know, the share price of 40%. That's an exponential opportunity, in my opinion.
So, Eric, you are right that nobody wants to buy exploration companies right now. There has been a little bit of a buy that has come into some mining companies, but I also want you to, I guess, dive a little bit more into this share structure. Have you checked out the share structure? Because, as I said, I haven't done a whole lot of research on this. I was just looking up some stuff, and the company went public in March. So about 10 months, they already have 243 million shares outstanding. Do you know what happened there? Why did they come out of the gate with so many shares outstanding? I understand they have a nice working capital balance, but that is a lot of shares outstanding so early on.
Yeah, I think it's because they merged with Victory Metals, or what the company was. So it's explained, I think, in a presentation I recently saw, or it's actually in the PDF presentation. But that was a corporate merger or reverse takeover, something like that. And they touched on the fact that, yes, there are quite a few shares out there. And I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, when it comes to like corporate structure and warrants and options, I don't think they have a lot of warrants or options. But anyway, it's like, I'm very lazy on that department. I look at value, and I mean, I buy some stocks sometimes with, let's say, terrible share structures. Some work, some don't. Some people like, oh, don't buy this because there's a warrant overhang. Some juniors, they just plow through that warrant overhang, and some don't. So I don't put a lot of emphasis on that because I think at the end of the day, if you're right about the value in the long term, you're going to end up getting rewarded, regardless if it's 100 million shares outstanding or 300 million shares outstanding. It's just that it might be harder or take a longer time, let's say, for it to plow through more shares outstanding. But it's not something I actually think. I mean, it's nothing that breaks or makes a case for me because, I mean, there's plenty of juniors out there with great share structures. But I mean, if I wouldn't buy them just because they have a great share structure. I actually want the underlying value to dictate if I want to buy it.
Well, Eric, let's pivot over to another company you'd mentioned to us off mic that you're looking at as being an interesting value proposition here, and that's Red Pine Exploration. The ticker is RPX, and it has the Wawa project in Ontario that they're working to explore. They've also engaged GoldSpot Discoveries to help them with some of their AI and research on it. What do you like about this company, and what do you think the value drivers are moving into 2022?
Yeah, I mean, I've kept an eye on Red Pine for some time now, and I think it's turning into a very interesting story because they've done exploration drilling all over the place, it feels like. They've been getting some really, really interesting results. I mean, there was one hole which was like 520 gram meters. I think they hit like four high-grade structures or something, and it's wide open all over the place. And recently they announced that they've, added a third and fourth drill rig. So it's like, okay, that's kind of telling. I think they have like $12 million dollars in the bank. And Alamos Gold, which bought the Island Gold Mine in the same area, pretty much. I think they're either 10 or like 19% shareholders, something like that. So it's like, okay, good sign. A mid-tier that is operating in the area knows these kinds of systems. They're in it. They're supporters. And then you see they ramp up to four drill rigs, and the results seem to be getting better and better. I mean, if I fast forward the tape, let's say, okay, four drill rigs. They've been hitting, new zones all over the place. What are the odds that they're gonna, have created some value on a 12 to 24 month horizon? I think that's pretty good. And they're starting with, I think, 600,000 ounces or something. I mean, again, no guarantees, but this kind of jurisdiction backed by mid-tier, four drills active, the exploration story has just gotten better and better, hence the four drill rigs. I think the risk reward is pretty great. And if you're starting with like 600,000 ounces, again, with the critical threshold kind of thing, you don't need that much for this to, again, potentially be like a satellite deposit. So, I mean, the jury's still out there, but if this becomes like a serious mine, given how many zones they've hit and that it's wide open at depth, and we know these systems can go very deep. I mean, I think there's a shot of a good multi-bagger in that one, and you're already starting with some bank success.
All right, Eric, thank you for the update on those two companies. If anyone has any further thoughts on those companies or wants any more information on those companies, as always, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. Eric, always great chatting with you, man. We'll chat again next week. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys. The same.